An atheist is suing the town of Shelton, Connecticut, for limiting his freedom of religion. Shelton allows a local group to put up religious art in the town green each year in December, but the city refused to display the man's atheist banner renouncing religion. This case is part of a national movement, WSHU's Katie Toth reports.
The group that's suing the town is an atheist group called the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They've threatened to sue towns and cities for religious displays on public property across the country. Often those displays come up just before Christmas. Ryan Jane is a lawyer with the foundation. He says religious displays can seem harmless, but for some folks, they're not.
People who grew up in Christianity and then are no longer Christians oftentimes are disturbed by this idea that Jesus was born of a virgin and died on the cross, and because of that, you don't have to spend eternity in hell as long as you believe in him, and now they don't. They don't want a symbol on their government telling them essentially, since you don't believe in Jesus anymore, you're going to burn in hell.
This all started because of an annual display on the town green featuring heralding angels. One of the group's members lived in Shelton, and first he tried to get the heralding angels taken down. When that didn't work, the group gave Shelton an anti-religion banner to post on the town green.
At this season of the winter solstice, let reason prevail. There are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven or hell. There is only our natural world. Religion is but myth and superstition that hardens hearts and enslaves minds.
Ryan Jane, the lawyer, says Shelton refused to put the banner up beside the angels.
They thought the display would be offensive to many. The exact words they used.
The town didn't respond when we asked for comment. Jane says their refusal to put up the banner favors some kind of religious speech over other kinds.
This is not the way that this works. If you're going to allow private groups to put displays in a public park, you can't be picking and choosing which messages you want to allow to put up. That's called viewpoint discrimination, and it violates the free speech clause of the First Amendment to the Constitution.
But another legal expert says it's more complicated than that.
Having any speech within a public park like this doesn't mean that you have to allow any and all speech. The government says all kinds of things that it doesn't then have to give equal time to the people that oppose the government's message.
That's Eric Rosbach. He's a lawyer for the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. His group has represented towns against the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
You know, the FFRF, what they want to put up is something saying, you know, these other guys' religious beliefs are wrong, you know, and we're here to tell you not to be mental slaves or what have you. That's a little bit different than celebrating different holidays around different times of year.
About 15 miles away from Shelton, an artist is also working on a secular message for a nearby city park. But he's doing it a little differently.
Sculptures laying around. There's lots of sculptures laying around everywhere.
Ted Salmon is showing me the warehouse space where he makes his sculptures and industrial work in East Haven. He's got tons of projects on the go. One of them is a new non-religious art installation that will go up in the New Haven Green this December.
We've done some drawings. Let me take you in the office, I'll show you.
It's called the Green Light Project. It's supposed to demonstrate light and community in the darkest month of the year.
There's some of the original drawing concepts here. Whereas the lighthouse, and the lighthouse symbolizes that neighborhood in New Haven. What do they call it, the Annex? And I think it's turning more into like a global kind of humanism concept of unity and togetherness.
Salmon was hired to make this by a group called the Yale Humanists. They wanted to offer a secular public art piece for the winter solstice when many people are celebrating Christmas or other religious holidays. Chris Stedman is the group's executive director. He says he was inspired by the kind of lawsuits that get filed against cities for religious imagery year after year after year.
I totally understand why these things happen. The separation of church and state, of course, is very important, and I believe very strongly in equal representation. But I would personally much rather see humanist voices offering something to the public square. I'd rather hear more of the yes of humanism than the no. And we see those kinds of disagreements arise time and time again. But what we don't see as often is reacting in a way that offers something positive to the community and that offers a gift to the community, and that's something we're trying to do.
Stedman is at a meeting with his fellow humanists. I ask them what they think of the lawsuit happening in Shelton.
You don't have to be adversarial about these things. You can have a positive answer.
Wendy Weber is another organizer with the group. She says when religion steps into the public square, responding doesn't have to be a battle.
There's just two stark examples of how to react. I hope more people will see that there's another way to go about this.
The Yale Humanists already have the support of the city of New Haven, but they've still got to raise enough money to pay for the sculpture. They're hosting a launch party this week at a local coffee shop, the Happiness Lab. As for the Shelton lawsuit, the city is expected to answer the complaint within the next 2 weeks or less. Katie Toth, WSHU News.